From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. Crop disease continues to be a problem for farmers everywhere. The nonprofit Center for Agriculture and Biosciences International says pests and diseases destroy up to 40% of the food grown worldwide. The center, based in Britain, is trying to change that with a crop protection program. The program is called PlantWise. In the past 3 years, PlantWise has trained almost 1,000 so-called plant doctors in 24 countries. One of those countries is Uganda. Recently, plant doctor Daniel Liazi set up a table under a small tent during market day in Mukono. The village is about 15 kilometers from Kampala, the capital. People brought samples of diseased plants to his clinic. One farmer brought cabbage covered in slime. Nothing can be done to save his cabbages this year, but Daniel Liazi's advice may save the next season's crop.
So he told me there is a smaller caterpillar, which eats starting from the youngest leaf. So now he's telling me that the whole garden has been attacked and affected with this caterpillar. So according to me, I know that is a diamondback moth.
The farmer has been using an insecticide, but Mr. Liazi says the chemical is the wrong one.
It's tolerant, does not kill the diamondback moth caterpillar. So I'm recommending him to use another insecticide called fenikill. And I'm telling him another planting season, he plant with onions. Onion can repel and he can get income.
He advises the farmer to plant onions between the rows of cabbages as an additional measure of protection. The clinic lasts about 3 hours. In that time, Daniel Liazi advises about 20 farmers. The clinic takes place twice a month. It started last year. The PlantWise program says there are now about 90 of these clinics in Uganda. This year, donors spent close to $300,000 training plant doctors and expanding the system in the country. Joseph Mulema coordinates the PlantWise program in Uganda and Zambia. He argues that plant clinics are a far more effective way to get advice to farmers than the traditional model. In the traditional model, agricultural extension workers visit farms.
Plant clinics can offer extension, can offer advice, can help so many farmers in a very short time. And in fact, more farmers are seen on a plant clinic session if good mobilization was done than actually an extension officer can look at in the entire month.
Robert Carrieja is a crop protection officer for the government. He says training plant doctors has been very important. This is because even though there were thousands of agricultural extension workers, they just did not know enough.
They were there, but the problem, they would be general agriculturists who knew agronomy but didn't know much about the pests and diseases.
Since 2010, the Center for Agriculture and Biosciences International has set up PlantWise clinics in 12 African countries, 9 of them in East Africa, and 3 in West Africa. And that's the Agriculture Report from VOA Learning.